إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. أما بعد، قال الإمام المجدد شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى في كتاب التوحيد: باب من الإيمان بالله الصبر على أقدار الله. باب من الإيمان بالله الصبر على أقدار الله، وقوله تعالى: ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. ومن يؤمن بالله يهدي قلبه. قال علقمة: هو الرجل تصيبه المصيبة فيعلم أنها من عند الله فيرضى ويسلم. الإمام المجدد رحمه الله تعالى شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب in his book كتاب التوحيد, in this new chapter, that from Iman that a person should have patience as related to the qadar of Allah, what Allah has decreed subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he mentioned the ayah in Surah At-Taghabun, Ayah 11, and whoever believes in Allah, He will guide his heart. Allah will guide his heart. Alqama rahimahullah said, this verse describes the man who, when afflicted, with a tribulation, believes it to be decreed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thus gets satisfied and resigns himself to Allah's will. He is pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed. In al-mulakhas fi sharh kitabi التوحيد, our noble شيخ العلامة الدكتور صالح الفوزان حفظه الله وغفر له ولوالديه وللمسلمين والمسلمات, يقول: أولا ترجمة علقمة. First, the شيخ mentioned a brief biography, very brief and summarized one about علقمة. قال: هو علقمة بن قيس ابن عبد الله ابن علقمة. This great scholar of Islam, his name علقمة ابن قيس, the son of قيس, the son of عبد الله, the son of علقمة, ولد في حياة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was born when the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم was still alive. وهو من كبار التابعين وعلمائهم وثقاتهم. And he is considered from the great scholars of التابعين. And the trustworthy ones amongst them. علقمة مات بعد الستين من الهجرة. He died بعد الستين من الهجرة, after the year 60 of the Hijrah. مناسبة الباب لكتاب التوحيد. Now the Shaykh mentioned the relevance of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد. What is the connection of this chapter to كتاب التوحيد? قال: أراد المصنف بهذا الباب بيان وجوب الصبر على الأقدار وتحريم التسخط منها, لأن التسخط من أقدار الله ينافي كمال التوحيد. It is in this chapter the author Shaykh al-Islam, al-Imam al-Mujaddid Muhammad bin Abdul Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, highlights the obligation of showing patience. The obligations of being patient with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah huwa al-Malik. يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى. He does what He wills, and He chooses what's good for us. And we are in this dunya, we are tested. This is a place of test and trial. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Al-Kareem, Al-Mannan, Al-Ghafoor. So, we have to have patience with the aqdar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also, in this chapter, it shows the prohibition of being discontented with the qadr of Allah and going against it. Because certain people, Allah al-Musta'an, when things are going good as they want it, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give them better, some people, they get stuff that they couldn't even think of, and they're happy and thank Allah. But when Allah tests them with decrease in wealth, health, families, or the like, they get mad. Some even they say, why me from all of these people? A'udhu billah. It is prohibited to be discontented with the qadr of Allah, with what Allah decreed. Why? So that's where the connection of this chapter with Kitab Tawheed, because being disconnected or being discontent and not pleased with what Allah has decreed is violates the perfection of Tawheed. It is not from Tawheed that a person who is muwahid upon Islamic monotheism, who worship none but Allah, you should know why you worship none but Allah. You should know something about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more you know about Allah, the more you'll be happy and pleased with His decrees. Because Allah, all of His, what He decrees is based on hikmah, wisdom, knowledge, adl, justice, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, the more a person be stronger in tawheed, Shaykh al-Taymin, he says, not only that a person be patient, he will thank Allah for those things. Not only be patient, no, he will thank Allah for everything that comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah assist us and help us to get to that level. Because sometimes a person loses his key and the whole plans for the day change. Subhanallah. Now you created to worship Allah and to remember Allah, that's what's good for you. It doesn't matter, you get a job, you don't, you lost your money, or somebody look at you funny, or whatever the case, you received a nasty text message. Still, you're not going to put the remembrance of Allah on hold until you find who sent that text message. Now you continue remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Continue be nice to yourself and do what's going to help you in Yawm al-Qiyam. You know. And you deal with the matters. Try to find your keys while you're still remembering Allah. While you're still happy and cheerful. You see? You can still deal with the matter, any matter. You receive a termination note for whatever reason. In your job, you still gotta be nice and kind. Why? Because you're remembering Allah. Ayna, barakallahu feekum. والمؤمن يسترجع عند المصيبة يقول الشيخ إذا حلت به مصيبة أول ما يقول إن لله وإنا إليه راجعون. The believer's attitude when afflicted with any calamity, the believer's attitude is that he's patient and he says إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. He don't start saying other things. That's what the believer says. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. المعنى الإجمالي للآية يخبر تعالى أن من أصابته مصيبة فعلم أنها من قدر الله فصبر واحتسب واستسلم لقضاء الله هدى الله قلبه وعوضه عما فاته من الدنيا هدى في قلبه ويقينا صادقا وقد يخلف عليه ما أخذ منه أو خيرا منه. The general meaning of this verse in the Quran, Sheikh Salah al-Fawzan, حفظه الله, he says, in this ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, exalted be He, states that if the person afflicted with a tribulation accepts his fate with patience and hopes for divine reward, so he is patient, okay, when afflicted, he knows that this has happened by the qadar of Allah. Cannot escape it. Okay? His car is stolen, or the window smashed down, or his child that he loves so much, whether be boy or girl, or grandchildren, fall off the steps and break a leg or an arm. Because as a human being, we don't wish for these things. We ask Allah al-afiyah. The Prophet ﷺ, he taught us to ask Allah for safety, for good things. We don't ask for trouble. But here is the attitude of the believer who tawheed is settled in his heart or in her heart. When afflicted with calamities and tribulations, they know that this happened by Allah's decree. Allah has decreed for this to happen. So they are patient, seeking the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they submit to the will of Allah, because this has happened by Allah's decree subhanahu wa ta'ala. If they do this, look at the fruits, subhanAllah. Look at the greatest fruits. Better than that window they've been smashed in your car, or the light, or the $100 that you have lost or something, or got stolen from you. Look at the great benefits of being patient in these moments. Allah guides that person's heart and compensate him for any worldly loss. Moreover, Allah may grant him better than that which he has been taken from him. SubhanAllah. You see? That's patience. Allah may take something from you. This is a test. You pass the test, you get better than that. You get guidance to your heart. Can you put a price on guidance? And guidance. You're upon Tawheed. مناسبة الآية للباب أن فيها دليلا على فضيلة الصبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة. The reason Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab rahimahu ta'ala selected this ayah as a proof in this chapter, Shaykh Salah al-Fawzan tells us, because this verse provides a clear proof of the merits of being patient, of the merits of being patient with the painful tribulations predestined by Allah. You know, once again, nobody wishes for those things, but they happen by Allah's will. As the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are patient. And that's what makes the difference. Therefore, you see the importance of Tawheed. And that's why the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, they focus on Tawheed. This is the most important matter. It's connected to everything in your life. The person who's strong in his Tawheed, he does the things that please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and stays away from anything that is displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who is strong and firm in his aqidah and tawheed, calamities befall him, yes, it's painful. He may even cry, but that person will never say something that's displeased to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, displeases Allah. As opposed to the person, yes, Muslim, mashallah, they pray, but they don't understand tawheed correctly. So you see their actions are not in order. He's happy, now he's sad, he's saying statements that not befitting for a Muslim to say because of the importance of this matter, which is Tawheed. ما يستفاد من الآية أولا فضيلة الصبر على أقدار الله المؤلمة كالمصائب. What is some of the lesson drawn and benefits from this verse in Surah At-Taghabun? Number one, you're going to know the merits of patience, of being patient. And this is something a lot of us are lacking, man. People got no patience. Some people cannot wait. And there is a lot of merits of patience. One, and perhaps Allah A'lam, he has a lot of things to do. Of course, first it has to do with this ignorance of Tawheed, the lack of studying the deen of Allah, of being around the right people who are patient, especially in the environment we live in. You know how this country is built upon, it's built on fast everything, it's like people want it right away. Snap of a finger. You know, all this fast food and the fast life that they make for themselves make people hasty. Cannot even wait for a minute. Drive-through, look, they come up with a drive-through. Not even, people don't even want to park their car and walk in the side of the store. They stay in their car, go to the window, hey, give me a burger, give me two french fries, give me a smoothie, give me that, and then 30 seconds like that, the order is already ready. How are you going to eat that food? Takes like 30 seconds or whatever to be made. That's dangerous. For real. So anyway, and if that person was told, oh listen man, we mess up your order, give us a couple minutes to make it, usually what people say? What? I don't have time. They make them like that, subhanAllah. Tense life. They want everything right away. What is the patience of those old days? You ask your grandmother and grandfather what they used to do. Patience, alhamdulillah. Be patient, son. Food is coming. The bus is coming. People, they be looking at, those who are stopping at the bus stop, they be looking at, what are you calling it? The schedule. If he says 10:11, 10:12, man, where is the bus? He's late. And start, they lose it. They may even yell at the driver. They don't even know. Maybe the driver was held in an accident. None of that. No patience whatsoever. Sometimes people be on the phone. People lose it. They put them on a hold for whatever reason. Forget about it. When that person who was just working came back, oh, what they hear from them. Patience is good. There is merits of patience in general, but especially enduring the painful tribulations. So one of the great lessons of this ayah is it highlights the merits of keeping patient when afflicted with the painful tribulations, which are decreed by Allah. It's decreed by Allah, who is Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, who wants good for you. Thaniyan, أن الأعمال من مسمى الإيمان. That deeds is one of the constituents of faith. And this is a refutation against deviant groups who they say that actions are not from faith. That acts like the Murji'ah. They say it's enough for a person to believe in his heart. Other than them, another level of the Murji'ah al-Fuqaha, they says, you believe with your heart and statement of the tongue. But the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah al-Jama'ah, they believe that actions are part of Iman as well. Statements of the tongue and belief and convictions in the heart, but actions too. Actions. Righteous actions, not just any actions. Number three, أن الصبر سبب لهداية القلب. That showing patience at hard times is a means of having one's heart guided by Allah. You see, you go through this so that you can be guided. Allahu Akbar. Look, this ni'mah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah make us go through some hardships so that we can, is a training for us to stay guided, to stay on the right path, on the right track. Number four, أن الهداية من ثواب الصابر. that guidance is one of the rewards that Allah grants in return for patience. For a person who is patient. If a person is patient, one of the great rewards, there's so many rewards for those who are patient. One of great rewards is guidance. قال شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى وفي صحيح مسلم عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال اثنتان في الناس هما بهم كفر الطعن في النسب والنياحة على الميت. Then the Shaykh al-Islam, he mentioned the hadith that is Sahih Muslim on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, two things are found among the people which are from kufr. And at-ta'nu fi an-nasab, one of them is slandering others' lineage, and the other one, wailing over the deceased, an-niyaha, al-mayyit. They are considered from disbelief, the Shaykh says, because these are from the actions of the kuffar. These are abusing and cursing and slandering the lineage of others and wailing over the deceased. These are the actions of the disbelievers. And that because those who are wailing over the deceased by making certain statements and the like, because they are being displeased. They do that while they show their discontentment and their disbeliefs with the Qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When somebody die, the believer, they are patient. They say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Yes, they may cry, shed some tears. As the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tears came out of his eyes when his son died. But when he was asked about that, he said, yes, la'aynu tadma. The eyes shed tears, the heart feel pain, but we only say what's pleasing to Allah. But other people, they say what's displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and this is from the actions of the disbelievers. Al-ma'na al-ijmali al-hadith يخبر صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه سيستمر في الناس خصلتان من خصال الكفر لا يسلم منهما إلا من سلمه الله. The general meaning of this hadith that in Sahih Muslim, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan حفظ الله تعالى says, in this hadith the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم highlights that the two characteristics that's related to disbelief will continues to be practiced by the people. And they are two characteristics of kufr and disbelief, except from those that Allah saved them from. That people will continue to do this, and that's a reality, subhanAllah. Our people continue to do this. They have the first disagreement, he cursed the man's family, the whole family, and this is not from the believer. The believer doesn't take this route. الأولى عيب الأنساب وتنقصها الثانية رفع الصوت عند المصيبة تسخطا على القدر. So the first of these two characteristics that are from the characteristics of the disbelievers, and we as a believers, we don't imitate the disbelievers. We don't do the actions of disbelief. Stay away from those things. Number one is slandering and abusing one's lineage. The second one is raising one's voice when a calamity befall them, and making statements that shows that that person is being displeased with the qadr of Allah, وعياذ بالله. لكن ليس من قام به شعبة من شعب الكفر يكون كافرا الكفر المخرج من الملة حتى يقوم به حقيقة الكفر. But the Sheikh, he mentioned something important, very important for us to always keep in mind when you hear these statements of disbelief and this a person does or said statements of disbelief. He says, whoever said something or does an action that is from the action of disbelief, is not automatically that we understand that that person is a disbeliever. The disbelief that take that person out of Islam, no, it's not like that. That's why the ulama, they says, Laysa, it is not whoever says a statement or does an action of disbelief that automatically become a disbeliever. No, there is, first of all, that statement, is it statement of kufr that take out of Islam or not? Because there is just some statement that they do not take out of Islam. And also, if that statement is a statement from the statement, considered from the statement that take out of Islam, then if that the ulama, they look at that person, why he said these things. Okay, there is conditions for that, and maybe he has some reasons, this man. Maybe he was ignorant of the ruling, maybe he was forced and compelled to do that, and the like. Likewise, the ulama, they says about the bid'ah, whenever someone is doing a bid'ah, that he has to be mubtada', maybe he's ignorant. Maybe that person, that's all, he grew up knowing. No, you talk to that person and explain to them that this action is not from the sunnah, it's a bid'ah. Ya akhi, this is the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah accepts only that which is sincerely performed for him and also performed the right way, and there is no right way except according to the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah. مناسبه الحديث للباب ان فيه دليلا على تحريم النياحه لما فيها من السخط على القدر وعدم الصبر. The relevance of this hadith to this chapter, the Sheikh says, because it is a proof that niyaha, wailing, is forbidden. Why? Because this a person's so that the person is displeased with the qadr of Allah and having no patience. ما يستفاد من الحديث؟ What is the lessons drawn and benefits taken from this hadith? Number one, تحريم النياحة وأنها من خصال الكفر ومن الكبائر. It is prohibited to wail over the deceased, for this is a characteristic tantamount to disbelief and is deemed a major sin as well. Is deemed a major sin. So we learn this, of course. Number one, we don't do these things. If Allah afflicts you with the loss of anybody in your family, could be a parent, one of your parents, a grandparents, children that you love, a brother or a sister, but you don't do what the kuffar do. Be patient, alhamdulillah, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at those moments too. And we do things that a believer do, a person who act upon tawheed will do. Number two, wujub al-sabr, لأنه إذا حرمت النياحة دل على وجوب ضدها وهو الصبر. It is obligatory for the Muslim to be patient with tribulations. As when he's prohibited of willing, then it implies the obligation of its opposite, which is patience. That's the opposite of patience. So of willing and being displeased with the qadr of Allah, the opposite is patience, alhamdulillah. Number three, أن من الكفر ما لا ينقل من عن الملة. Yes, from action. There are actions of kufr and disbelief that doesn't remove a person out of Islam. And this is very important, that doesn't remove. And this matter of kafir, who's kafir and who's not, this is not for us. This is for not for us. Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, I just heard a fatwa, an answer, maybe a week or two ago. He was asked, the Sheikh Saleh al-Fawzan, Hafidhahullah, our great Sheikh, he was asked, for a person to be considered a disbeliever, does he have to come an order from the court, from a judge, Muslim judge? He says, yes. Not anybody can say that this person is out of Islam. The judge, the Muslim judge, because he's presented with all of the adilla and the like, the judge, the Muslim judge, he's the one who deemed this person to be a disbeliever. Not anybody else. SubhanAllah. That's a very serious matter. And they ask him, what about the Mubtadi'i, Sheikh? Is it, we need the ruling of the judge, also the Muslim judge, for a person to be Mubtadi'i? He says no. Mubtadi'i, if a person does a bid'ah and stick to it or call it to it, he's a Mubtadi'i. Just want to share with you that benefit. Number four, tahrimu at-ta'ni fil ansabi wa tanaqqusiha. Number four, it is prohibited to slander others' lineages. Person, a Muslim is not from the characteristics of the Muslim that abuse and slander the people for their lineages. Oh, you remember where you come from and this. No. The Muslim doesn't do these things. قال ولهما عن ابن مسعود قال ولهما عن ابن مسعود رضي الله عنه مرفوعا ليس منا من ضرب الخدود وشق الجيوب ودعا بدعوة الجاهلية. In the Sheikh mentioned this hadith that is agreed upon by Imam al-Bukhari and Imam Muslim, rahimahum Allah, on the authority of Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu anhu, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is not, or he is not one of us who slaps his cheeks, tears his clothes, and follows the ways and traditions of the pre-Islamic period of ignorance. Laysa minna, he's not one of us. The Shaykh says, هذا من باب الوعيد ولا ينبغي تأويله. So this phrase is a kind of threat and comprise a great warning from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it does not mean, and it shouldn't be interpreted in any way. It should be like that. Laysa minna, subhanAllah, for a person to hear this, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, he's not one of us. That should be enough. Despite the fact that he's not a Muslim, or because the ulama, they says that when you hear this, it depends on the action that that person does. For it, the Prophet ﷺ said, he's not one of us. It's not always come to the mind that he's not a Muslim, but he could be, he's not on our path, on our guidance. And of course, if a person is not upon the guidance of the Prophet ﷺ, that's a big problem. As for, he says, the one who slapped his cheeks, this is what usually the palm of the hand fall in there, but the Shaykh says, this comprised the whole face. And tearing of clothes, because these are from the actions of the people of Jahiliyyah, they used to do that. When they are afflicted with any calamities, the first thing they do is they start hearing themselves, faces, and tearing off like this, tearing their clothes. And others, they do a lot of crazy things. Some of them even that they use their nails and scratch their faces. Others, they tear their hair, pull their hair. Others, they even do worse things. They go to a wall and hit their heads. Many things that are not from Islam. It's not from Islam. Rather, they are from the actions of jahl. And some people still do. Whenever they're mad, he goes to the head and hit the head and break his knuckles. And say, why? Why you want to do that? Patience. Patience. Some people, whenever they get mad or something that come their way, they go and hit their heads against a wall, or against a table. No. A Muslim doesn't do these things. المعنى الإجمالي للحديث قال أن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يتوعد من فعل شيئا من هذه الأمور لأنها مشتملة على التسخط على الرب سبحانه وتعالى وعدم الصبر الواجب والإضرار بالنفس من لطم الوجه وإتلاف المال بشق الثياب وتمزيقها والدعاء بالويل والثبور والتظلم من الله تعالى سبحان الله. The general meaning of this hadith, that is in Sahih al-Bukhari, Sahih al-Muslim, Shaykh Salih al-Fawzan, he says, in this hadith, our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam threatens those who commit any of the aforementioned sins. This is a severe warning to anyone who does any of these actions mentioned in the hadith. Why? Because a person who does these things, his or her actions shows that they are displeased with the qadr of Allah. And they are not exerting that patience that is obligatory upon the believer to display at this moment when put to trial, and whether decreasing wealth or health or families or anything, then the believer should be patient. This will never miss the believer, because the believer, he knows that whatever Allah has decreed, you can never avoid it. So why you have a problem with it? You can't avoid it. Do you have a problem when it rains? SubhanAllah. Somebody is mad. Some people do that. If it rains, they're mad. If it snows, this is what Allah has decreed. Just be patient. If there is one rainy day, Allah gives you so many sunshine days. So why are you not mad? So maybe other people are mad when it's sunny too. People are not pleased, man. But the believer is. The believer look at the virtue of Tawheed. The believer, he looks at things that happen around him. This is from Allah's decree. Got nothing to do with it. And of course, keep in mind, we don't use the decree of Allah to justify our mistakes and our ignorance. Now, if we did something to wrong ourselves, then we have to do something about it. And yes, it happened by Allah's decree, but we got something to do with it. And we have to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with repentance and correct our mistakes. But if other things that you have nothing to do with, you know, then, inshallah. So if your car is stolen, for example, and you have nothing to do with it, just be patient. Because some people, they may have something to do with their car being stolen, right or wrong. People play games. Yeah, they play games for whatever reason. So, look, if things happen and you have nothing to do with it, show patience. But these are actions now that certain people do that are mentioned in this hadith that show that the people, they're not patient. Rather, it shows that their actions show they are being displeased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Such actions that they do, they is harmful to themselves. Because the person start kicking themselves, their faces, they harming themselves, and harming oneself is haram. Likewise, destroying properties. A person wearing a t-shirt, wearing a thobe, and then as soon as they hear something, they start tearing it into pieces. Other people, they do even other things, start breaking properties, slamming doors. That's no good. This is not from the action of a believer. And people, they, as the Sheikh mentioned, while they're doing these actions, they even verbally too, through their tongue, they're saying bad things. Okay? Some people, they said bad things while they breaking things, or they causing harm to themselves, or even causing harm to others. And any of this, these people, what they're doing, this, they are, I would be like complaining against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because they are not pleased with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said. And one of the Salaf, he I want to share with you this statement, one of the Salaf, from the ulama of the past, he saw a man complaining to another man that he's this, he's that, he doesn't have this, he this. And he said to him, Ya hada, atashku man yarhamuk liman la yarhamuk. He said to him, Oh so and so, how is it that you are complaining against the most merciful to the one who show you no mercy? SubhanAllah. Complaining against Allah to a human being? Oh, the believer is patient. But it's different. The ulama, they said, if a person is in need and he goes and asks someone for help, that's different. ما يستفاد أو مناسبة الحديث للباب قال أن فيه دليل على تحريم التسخط من قدر الله بالقول والفعل وأن ذلك من كبائر الذنوب. The reason the Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah رحمه الله or Shaykh al-Islam Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى selected this hadith in this chapter, he said in it there is a proof. Okay? Of the prohibition of showing or being displeased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is prohibited to be displeased with the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whether by statements or actions. And this is considered from the major sins. And we conclude this class by the benefits from this hadith. And this is the conclusion of this class, not the chapter. We still have two texts and proofs. أولاً تحريم التسخط من قدر الله بالقول والفعل وأنه من الكبائر. It is strictly forbidden to be displeased with the qadr of Allah, whether by statements or actions. Because some people, they say, why me? And why not? You're a servant of Allah. And that is, or by actions too, and not just by statement, by actions. And this is from a major sins. Number two, wujubu sabri inda al-musiba. It is obligatory to display patience and to be patient at the time of tribulation and the time of trials. Number three, wujub mukhalafat al-jahiliyya, li'anna mukhalafatahum min maqasid al-shari'i al-hakim. A Muslim is obligatory upon the Muslim to not imitate the practice of the pre-Islamic period of ignorance. It's an obligation for us. Because contradicting the people of that period is an objective prescribed by the All-Wise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A Muslim doesn't imitate the kuffar and the ignorant people. The Muslim applies the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا.